Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble in Dalgetty Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show this evening Lisa Shields, who's a lecturer at the City of Glasgow College. Welcome to EduTalk, Lisa.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving up your time this evening, and we're going to be talking about a really interesting development in the world of podcasting, or certainly in Scottish education, and we're going to be hearing about your retail chat podcast. But just before we start, Lisa, could you give listeners a background to your career and your involvement in education?
Well, I graduated way back in the dark ages, 2001. From Glasgow Caledonian University with a degree in fashion with business. And then I moved to London and pursued a career in retail, mostly in buying. So, worked my way up as a buyer with a retailer which no longer exists, unfortunately, called Principles. Some of you may remember Principles. It was a middle market retailer that targeted sort of 18 to 45 year old fashion conscious women. So I learned my kind of all my skills, all my business skills from that experience mostly. And then I moved on to work for Tesco in Central Europe for about a year, which was an interesting experience, where we had to reconfigure the sort of supply chain and of how they were running their business in those particular territories, which was Czech Republic, Poland, Slovak Republic and Hungary. And then I met my husband, who's from Glasgow, in Prague, which was a bit bizarre. And I moved back to Glasgow and again continued working in buying with some local companies, including Celtic Football Club, which again was a great experience. But it came to a point where I decided that I wanted to move into further education. It was always something that I wanted to do, mostly due to the fact that I had such amazing, inspiring, encouraging lecturers when I was at college. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have maybe done what I did, you know. So I just got to the point where I felt like that was where I wanted to be spending my time and putting something back. So I applied for TQFE at Stirling University as a pre-service student and got a work placement at College of Commerce, which was about to become the City of Glasgow College. So that was in 2010, and that's how I started my lecturing career. Yeah.
That's great, Lisa, and really interesting experiences then that you're bringing to your present role. So what does your current role actually kind of involve day to day, week to week?
Well, we teach HND retail and NQ fashion. The department currently also does a lot of marketing, and then into supply chain and things like that as well. The department is actually going to start specialising in retail and supply chain in the next couple of months. This is really exciting. But on a day-to-day basis, it's, you know, working with students, delivering our S3 units, level 6 and, sorry, level 7 and 8, and just trying to bring those things to life in a modern-day context, preparing students for the workplace and life beyond, you know, university, strong encouragement to go to university if possible, and then just trying to bring the workplace as much into focus for people.
And so what about the Retail Chat podcast then? Where did the idea come about, and how does it all work?
Well, the idea came about during the summer holidays last year. I think during a bit of downtime, you've got space to think in the 6 weeks that you're off. But purely out of pleasure, I started listening to podcasts and got really immersed in it. So instead of listening to music, you know, in the home I was listening to like podcasts, and I just started to realise that I was learning things from the things I was listening to. So I had some favourites, including one Russell Brand's podcast, which he is a bit marmite, he's not for everybody's taste. But he really inspired me to think about creating podcasts, because he's actually studying himself And in order to inform his studies, he's inviting high-profile academics and thought leaders in to talk to him about the subjects that he's studying. And I just thought that was really inspiring. So I came back to college after summer break with this idea in the back of my mind. I started talking to students about it, asking them what podcasts they listen to, if they listen to podcasts, and trying to basically find out from them like how you go about doing it, because I always think that young people know how to do these things. I thought there would be an app or something that you can just, you know, oh yeah, you can do it like this. Lots of conversations later, I realised it was, you know, a bit of kind of work involved. But the thinking behind it was basically, we do a lot of guest speaker activities. We invite people from industry in to speak to students. We have a nice event and a Q&A, and it's, you know, really, really nice experience for everyone involved. So capturing that in a podcast was the main idea, so that we have it on record and we have it as a learning resource that we can refer back to. We can create questions and activities and use like flipped classroom techniques and things like that in and around it. So that was the general kind of thinking behind it. In terms of how it all works, once we went to go ahead and do it, myself and my colleague Alan, we didn't realise the technical aspect to it, which we needed to kind of learn the production side of it, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, because I know that you've done audio production as well. So how it works is basically we ask a retail professional or someone that they think is going to be inspirational and give a lot to units that we're teaching to come in. And we've got our sound recording booths upstairs in the seventh floor of our building. And we get them in and we go through a set of questions and record the interview. But it's quite kind of free-flowing and we let things come out of it. And then, just record it, produce it and publish it for the students to listen to.
And so what kind of feedback have you had from students, or what about your own kind of impressions? It'd be good to hear about them first, and then maybe give us a flavour of the formal evaluation that took place.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some good feedback from students that they've enjoyed listening to it, and they felt like it really, the most important thing, that it really helped them with their studies in terms of informing projects. Informing graded unit, for example. So that's the kind of feedback we've had back from students. Also the flexibility of it. Because we publish it on SoundCloud, it means that they don't have to be like signed into anything per se. So they can listen to it like on the bus, or at home and things like that. And we also have the potential to narrow down segments of the conversation to specifics, and just ask them to listen to sort of 10 minutes of a particular broadcast and then come back into classroom with, you know, ideas and thoughts in and around the discussion that took place. So we've had lots of positive feedback from students about it and staff as well.
And so is that what you mean when you said earlier on about the kind of flipped learning approach, that the students can do some kind of preparation before they come into class, and that maybe allows a little bit more time for more interaction and more kind of developed thinking?
I think it just overall, it's just another media, and I think learners respond to different types of media, whether it be a video or, you know, listening to a piece of music or whatever it may be, whatever you can bring into the classroom. It's a different form of media as opposed to marker and pen on a board or, you know, PowerPoint slides. I think anything that you can bring, you always gets a good response. And I think audio recording really helps in this way, because obviously when you listen to something, there's a ability to learn a lot more from it because you're not distracted by visuals. And I think it's kind of like, for me, a podcast is a bit like listening in to a conversation that you might overhear. So it has to have that thing that keeps you kind of interested. So it wasn't in order to kind of save time or anything. It was just about engagement, just basically about engagement.
And can you say a bit more, Lisa, about, you know, some of the variety of guests that have come on, and maybe anything sort of unusual or particularly rich that came out of the conversations.
Yeah, I mean, I think my favourite guest that we had was Harry Miller from Forty Clothing, which is a Glasgow-based brand. That was definitely my favourite conversation because, well, he was such a lively personality, such a positive personality. But he'd also been through such a like long career in traditional retail, and it was almost like he really decided to take control of his own life, if you like, and turned a corner and decided I'm going to do this for myself. And it was just really an inspirational person. So that I think that was like my favourite one. Other people that we've interviewed to date were, we had a girl that we refer to almost every year about retail security, Maxine. She is quite high up in an organisation about retail security, and that's always an issue that students find really engaging, because it's all about, you know, the kind of behind the scenes stuff to do with industry, about, you know, stock loss and all that kind of thing. So she was a really interesting one as well. And then we had Nairn Patterson, who, again, a kind of local boy, you know, made goods, and he was really inspirational because, you know, he's from Uddingston, but he's very high up in H&M, and he talked about his career journey and his path to how he got there. And for us, somebody like that is just amazing for our students to have any kind of contact with, because it shows them that they could do it. You know, doesn't
Absolutely.
matter where you're from, like you can go for it. You can really make something, have great experiences.
Oh, that's
So,
great. Fascinating.
yeah.
And as I understand it, Lisa, the kind of formal period of this project has ended, but as I understand it, you are keen to take it forward. Can you just
Yeah,
explain how you plan
absolutely.
to do that?
It would just basically involve contacting people. I've tended to use LinkedIn as a resource, because it works really well with people. Just, you know, finding people on LinkedIn, making a connection, sending an email. One of the biggest constraints, though, is like trying to find the time, to get people who are, maybe if they've got, you know, quite high profile careers, it's quite hard to pin them down. So say they're travelling a lot or stuff like that. So finding a way to record, perhaps using like Skype technology or in an on-site kind of situation, I think would be really beneficial. So these are the things that I've looked at before. But yeah, it's just a case of like getting hold of people and drawing up a schedule. One thing that I do want to take forward, I mean, we've had amazing guests, and we've also interviewed students about showcasing students, you know, work experiences and good things that students have done. So we'd like to continue doing that. But just from a kind of diversity point of view, I would like to include more female guests, because female retail is traditionally quite a female-dominated industry anyway. But it just so happened that the people that we interviewed last year were male, so it would be really inspirational, I think, for our female students to you know, listen to or hear what high-profile females have done. That's one
No,
thing I'd like to do.
that's brilliant, Lisa, and best wishes with all your future plans. It's
Yeah,
fascinating.
thanks.
It's great to hear that podcasting is alive and well, and I think you're taking this in some really interesting directions, and I really hope that you continue to have a wide or an audience within your courses, but also a wider audience too. And just finally, how can people get in touch if they want to share their expertise with your students, or maybe get involved in promoting or accessing your podcast?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. Just search for me, Lisa Shields, City of Glasgow College on LinkedIn. We have a Twitter account which we use to promote the project and also tweet about retail stories and things. And that's at Retail Chat COGC. So yeah, anyone can, you know, follow me, direct message me on that, or they can get me on my work email, which is Lisa Shields at City of Glasgow College. .ac.uk.